A service that connects HealthLink callers to doctors for a virtual medical assessment is helping reduce the demand on Alberta emergency departments. According to a new research study published in the Canadian Journal of Emergency Medicine, the virtual MD service enables patients to access more appropriate levels of care for their healthcare needs. It starts with a HealthLink 811 registered nurse or clinical staff member assessing callers to determine whether they need further assessment from a physician. The study shows that since the service launched in 2022, more than half of patients who were assessed by virtual MD doctors followed through on recommendations to seek primary care, visit an emergency department, ED, or manage their care at home. Patients who were referred to primary care but chose to visit an ED were more likely to present with conditions best addressed by a family physician, demonstrating the appropriateness of the initial primary care advice. This research illustrates what our HealthLink nurses and physicians see every day. Virtual MD is effectively meeting its primary goal of giving patients an alternative to visiting an emergency department, said Patricia Chambers, executive lead of patient navigation and system integration with Primary Care Alberta, in a statement. Ensuring Albertans access the right care is good for patients and reduces strain on the healthcare system. On average, 125 HealthLink callers are referred to a physician daily through the virtual MD program, and 8% of calls come from Central Zone. The service, available 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m., involves 90 physicians, including two doctors from Central Zone. Virtual MD is designed to reduce unnecessary emergency department visits. Out of the first 100,000 patients assessed by a program physician, about half were able to manage their condition at home with self-care. Others were referred to in-person care or follow-up that best suited their needs, such as urgent care centers, family medicine practitioners, other community-based programs and emergency departments. The virtual option to meet with patients enables us to connect with pockets of Albertans who may struggle to access these services. Those with mobility or transportation issues, individuals in rural areas, or those who have limited access to care, said Dr. Janelle Dingledean, a virtual MD physician. We can provide immediate advice in real time and help patients navigate how to self-manage their symptoms or when to seek higher levels of care when appropriate.